was maybe 30 feet wide and 200 yards long, a nail paring of a mud bank that had accumulated weeds and scrub brush. None of the brush was taller than a man. Smets thought it was a pretty pathetic hideout. At the moment, it looked like paradise. A minute later, Fish whispered, "It's shallow enough to touch bottom. Walk your way around to the far side so there won't be tracks coming out over here." Smet slid off his log, discovered the water was no deeper than his waist. He followed Fish and Timmy, his toes squishing in the bottom muck, his calves tangling in water plants. Timmy yipped as he stepped on something that wriggled. Smets glanced back. Nothing. There had been no fireworks since the exchange that had shown him his companions on the river. The forest had begun to recall its night murmur.
"What took you guys so long?"
Tully asked, with a touch of strain. Smet snapped, "We took time to pick up some stuff so we wouldn't starve to death out here. What are you going to munch, Fireball?" Smeds wondered if an occasional dose of stress wasn't good for the state of a guy's common sense. He'd dug up some useful memories during his helpless voyage. Tully had run off on him before, when they were little, as a simple act of cruelty, and later, abandoning him to the mercies of bullies or leaving him to be beaten by a merchant when he, unwitting, had distracted the man while Tully had snatched a handful of coppers and run. Tully bore watching. Smeds could see the shadow of the future. Get old man Fish and Timmy Loken to kipe the spike. Get dumb old Smeds to croak them when they do. Then take the loot and walk. Who's Smed's going to complain to when he has the blood of two men on his hands? That would be just like Tully. Just like him. They stayed on the island 4 days, feeding the gnats, broiling in the sun, waiting. It went hardest for Tully. He mooched food enough to get by, but he could not borrow dry clothing or a blanket to keep the sun off. Smeds had a feeling Fish drew the weight out mainly for Tully's benefit. Fish went over to the mainland the fourth afternoon, walking. The channel between the island and bank was never more than chest deep. He carried his necessaries atop his head. He did not return till after dark.
"Well?"
Tully demanded, the only one of them with any store of impatience left.
"They're gone. Before they left, they found our camp and savaged it. They poisoned everything and left dozens of traps. We won't go back there. Maybe we can find what we need in the village. Those folks won't be needing anything anymore."
Smets learned the truth of Fish's report next day, after a pass near their old camp to show Tully he was wasting his time whining for his stuff. The massacre had been complete, and had not spared